Morning to the family. Man, July 29th. Y'all know what time it is. The morning drip with Suleiman Bey. I hope everybody well this morning. I hope y'all can hear me loud and clear. And I hope y'all are making it to your destination. Are you in traffic? What it is? Hope you're safe. You got your seatbelt on, pushing it. You know, you're being industrious. We'll get to the show as we usually do. Bring y'all some information this morning. How y'all doing, though, this morning out there? Everybody feeling all right? Man, hope everybody's putting some love in the air. That's what we got to do, put some love in the air, man. Too much hate going on. Too much self-hate. Self-hate. You feel me? For self and kind. But we real nice and obedient and kind to everybody else, you know. Yeah, we bear the burden for everybody else except for each other. And that's what we got to change. So that's what we're dealing with right now. We're dealing with self-hate and its effects on our economy. And is love the remedy? That's what we're going to deal with. We're going to deal with that from an individual perspective, from an individual household. You got to start with self first. The prophet said you got to save yourself and your family. You feel me? That's what you do. You save yourself and your family, and then that's going to branch out. So, you know, that you extend that outwards. But you got to start from within. So want everybody to know. Get my other paper, see you on the morning drip with Suleiman Bey. We live and direct this morning. Okay, get my tools out here. And the website is legalempowermentgroup101.com. That's helping with credit repair, credit builder, and that's dealing with the prison population. We've been helping the brothers and sisters with any type of things they need help with out here. So just to be in a nutshell, that's how we do it. We work for them. A lot of times people don't have family and friends that they're buying people that birth them bridges. Or a lot of times society that taught our families to believe that when you in them places that you all right. Oh, he say he getting three hots in the car, they ain't worried about the sirens no more, what's going to happen to you, not knowing that on the other side of that fence, it's just as rough and tough or even worse there. Everything that you're running from is there. All the drugs, everything else is there. So now you got to either be disciplined or still be wild. So that's how that goes. Food, they're not getting good food in those places. They're not getting real food. They're getting genetically modified and engineered everything. They're not getting nothing with no vitamins or nothing. They're getting straight garbage. So that's what he's up against. So legalempowermentgroup101.com deals with that. That's the website. If you want to leave your information, your contact information, email or whatever, what's going on with your people or whatnot. I mean, we try to get some help to you or whatnot. Then we got Almore Consultation. That's the overall for everything. Almore Consultation, LLC.com is the other website. And that's Almore, A-L-M-O-O-R, Consultation, LLC.com. You can go leave your information there too. And anything you find in the archives on the show, you could go through those venues and find it there. Okay, so dealing with self-hate. Man, listen. You know, we call each other that N-word, and it's acceptable. And, you know, everybody's a nigga. So, I mean, I hear everybody say it. I don't care what they look like, what persuasion they is. I hear everybody say it. What's up, my nigga? Woo-woo-woo. That's how they say in their little circles. That's how it go down. Okay? But, I mean, what is that? You know, that's the question. What is that? What is that? What is a nigga? How does a nigga act? How does a nigga think? What's the economy of a nigga? What's his position, his lot in life? Yeah, what is a nigga's life, lot in life? See, you have to look at that. A nigga's lot in life is buffoonery. Spam buffoonery. That's what it is. Clam, bozo the clam. Jumping through a hoop. Just dribble and shut up. That's what a nigga's life is. You entertaining Massa and the masses. You on the center stage. Yeah, painted with a persona. You're not too Jewish. You're not persona. You up there a persona. Yeah, being portrayed and played to the world. Being pimped to the world. Yeah, that's what we've been doing. We've been getting pimped to the world. Got our pants down. Man, got us butt naked to the world. Full of filth. Got us full of filth in our lower self. So that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the effects of that. We're dealing with, for everybody who out there listening, if you never read the Willie Lynch letter, The Making of a Slave, you definitely have to go on. Because you can see it in yourself. See, I learned to read stuff now when I read it. I don't read it as it's talking about somebody else. I try to equate it to the self. See, that's where I know at. That's where I get my knowing at from equating it to the self. I don't know by somebody else telling me. That's the Bible say, man, no, I'm not. Yeah, come on now. By being told, this man must know. He must what? Man, you must be that. Yeah, you must be what you know, man. So this is Willie Lynch letter, man. Let's see. Willie Lynch letter. You know, everybody trusting old Google. Well, let's go see with Google. We got to just know what to tap in and go find some different stuff, you know, instead of the garbage. The Making of a Slave. The Willie Lynch letter. Yeah, see? And you just go get that, man. And you just go get the Willie Lynch letter, and you'll see what old Willie Lynch was talking about. So it says here, we're going to read it from here, okay? Listen, this is from Wikipedia. I'm just going to read a little bit from Wikipedia, how Wikipedia examines this article here, Willie Lynch. Okay. The Willie Lynch from Wikipedia, you all. The Willie Lynch speech is an address purportedly delivered by a certain Willie Lynch, or Willie Lynch, to an audience on the bank of the James River in Virginia in 1712 regarding control of slaves within the colony. The letter purports to be a verbatim account of a short speech given by a slave owner in which he tells other slave masters that he has discovered the secret to controlling black slaves by setting them against one another. The document has been put in print since at least 1970, but first gained widespread notice in the 1990s when it appeared on the internet. Since then, it has often been promoted as an authentic account of slavery during the 18th century, though its inaccuracies and anachronisms have led historians to conclude that it is a hoax, so they say. Whether it's a hoax or not, when you read it, you're going to know it's the truth. You know it can't be a hoax. Yeah, because there you are if you admit the truth in yourself. So it says, the reputed Arthur Willie Lynch, you got to get the actual pamphlet and read it because they're not going to give it to you. You know, one thing about Googling them, too, you got to be careful of the sources because you have to cross-reference sources. You have to do comprehensive study. That's what study means. I can't just take Mr. Wikipedia, what they say. You feel me? I got to go cross-reference. They got all kinds of blue links and stuff on here to click in stuff. And you go over there and you get different references and you pull from them different references and then you come up to a conscious decision then. So, but that's what he says. It says the reputed Arthur Willie Lynch identifies himself as the master of a modest plantation in the British West Indies who has been summoned to the Virginia colony by local slave owners to advise them on problems they have been having in managing their slaves. He briefly notes that their current divided method of handling unruly slaves, mentioned, though the term is not used, is ineffective and counterproductive. Instead, he suggests that they adopt his method, which consists of exploiting different... Hold on, let me click in. Let me get my screen on tight, y'all. Bam. Okay. He suggests that they adopt his methods, which consist of exploiting differences such as age and skin color, in order to pit slaves against each other. This method, he assures his host, will control the slaves for at least 300 years. Some online versions of the text attach introductions, such as a foreword attributed to Frederick Douglass, or citations falsely giving Lynch's name as the source of the word lynching. The text of the speech has been published since at least 1970 and is often published with the title The Making of a Slave. It appeared on the internet as early as 1993 when a reference librarian at the University of Missouri, St. Louis, posted the document in the library's Gopher's server. The librarian later revealed that she had obtained the document from the publisher of a local annual business directory, the St. Louis Black Pages, in which the narrative had recently appeared. Though eventually convinced the document was a forgery, the library elected to leave it on the Gopher server, as she believed that even as an inauthentic document, it said something about the former and current state of African America. But added a warning about his provenance. So I'm going to stop right there. Like I said, you got to get this and read it for yourself. And when you read it, The Making of a Slave, you're going to definitely say, well, who made it doesn't make a difference. But who made you makes all the difference. And you're going to see that you've been made. You've been had, bamboozled, hoodwinked, clocked upside of the head at high noon, put in the shallow grave in a westward, northern, westward corner. So dig that. That's what's going on. So when you read it, when you read The Making of a Slave, you got to say to yourself, damn, this me. Man, this us like for real. This how we is. This straight up is us. Because you know from the self. Then you're going to go out and buy all they stuff. As soon as you get the bag, who you going to spend it with? You ain't going to spend it with self and kind. You ain't going to go create nothing. If you got a bag and you put more bags together with other people, then you could create your own bag. But instead, you will go buy all their bags. So you spend all your money back with them. So who's always winning? So that's why a few people, you know, you see them, they see them, they call them shining to make you think that everybody going to have it. But, nah, everybody don't have no sense. You feel me? Dealing with the people who got it, they don't have the sense to allow it to trickle down to their own folks. So that's the effects we have right there. And that's the effects of self-hate. You know, that's the effects of self-hate from the Woody Lynch. The pitting north against south, east against west, dark against light. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, what person just hates you because you from the west coast or you from the east coast because how you talk, because you say son or God, you feel me? Or because you say cuz or blood, you feel me? Because you say folks or something, you feel me? What? Somebody gonna get mad at you, you feel me? Because how you look, they might not even understand what you are, what you going through. See, people judge people by their appearance and not who they are, by what they appear to be. So that's how that goes. So that's what we got to do better on. So starting with our own houses. How we living in the house, and it's multiple of us grown, if you got a head of household, a woman and a man, and then if you got a teenager of working age, I mean, industrious age to get out and work. When I say work, I'm talking about, you know, your type of work. Hey, man, y'all could be having on your own business going on. Anytime I'm going to slave, I say at work, you know, being industrious. So, you know, what have you created in your children, in your seed? What have you created? Are you preparing them to be trained to go through the 12 years of slavery? Are you from kindergarten into the 12th grade? Are you, that's what you're training them for too? You training them for that too? Or are you preparing them for what's really going on in the world? Are you preparing their mind, seasoning their mind with the maxims of truth? Do you know what the truth is? Are you searching for truth? Are you turning over all rocks, not leaving no stones unturned to find the truth? Or do you believe that just one book could contain the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God, in the world? Only one book. Each people believe that. Each people holding on to a book, and they say this the truth and nothing but the truth. But guess what? They all people of the same book. Wow, ain't that something? And then you got a covenant not to war against each other. You got a covenant of the holy of the Aviac nations. Yeah. So that's the thing there. That's what we're going through. That's what we up against. And we got to do better. We got to do better. We got to start loving ourselves and kind of right at home. Right at home. We all in the same game, going through the same thing. And can't put our coins together. You don't put your coins together. So everybody in the same struggle. You leave them, go to work. I'm leaving, go to work. See you, honey. The child going to leave them, go to work. Mad. Everybody mad. Got to come home, go work all day, get grease on them, and then come back and pay them folks the bills. And then whatever else you got left, you got to go give it to the other people. You go give your money to the other hustlers. Go give it right back to them folks. Your money ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing set up for you and your kind. Well, y'all can say, okay, and then mom and them paying all the bills. They ain't got y'all on the program where all three of us pay it. So, hey, we split the bills. Hey, whatever extra, we throw some in because it got to be a pot every month that we put money into. And it don't just sit there because it can't gain no money sitting there. And banks don't pay you no interest. And the banks ain't the safe thing like that. So you got to put the money that you put in the side each month, you got to put it to an investment where it could work. I don't care whether it's something, you got to find something to get into, whether you're getting into some stocks, some cryptos or some bonds or whatever you're doing. Put it in the 30-year bond. Go buy some bonds for half price and put the little whatever y'all put, $500 every month between three people. Then you go get a $1,000 bond. Boop. Bam. Yeah, for $500, it matures in 30 years. I mean, 20 years, the face value, if you're in the 30, get maturity, I mean, get interest for 30 years. I don't know. I'm just giving you a suggestion. I'm saying that's what you have to do. I'm saying there's things you can do. So you can't just make money and just put it up because then you always have an expense. So when you make money, you got to go make your money make money for you. That's how you stack for a retirement and wealth. All right? And then, so, and we ain't right in the house with each other. we won't even break bread together and put down a plan. We can stack it up. Hey, and after a year, hey, we doing good. We could go on and stretch out a little bit. Keep the same plan going, stretch out. Keep the work, the plan, stretch out. So I wanted to read this morning the Holy Quran, the Moorish Americas. Yes. Chapter 25, A Holy Covenant of the Asiatic Nation. Ye are the children of one father, provided for by his care, and the breast of one mother hath given you suck. Let the bonds of affection therefore unite thee with thy brothers, that peace and happiness may dwell in thy father's house. And when ye separate in the world, remember the relation that binds you to love and unity, and prefer not a stranger before thy own blood. If thy brother is in adversity, assist him. If thy sister is in trouble, forsake her not. So shall thy fortunes of thy father contribute to the support of his whole race, and his care be continued to you all in your love to each other. And you got to have understanding on that. You hear me? You're not supposed to be worn with each other. You're supposed to be in love with each other. They're sending the nourishment and sustainment that you're getting from one father and one mother. You see? See, you think it's physical, but you got a spiritual father and a mother too. Who is Allah? The Father of the universe. Okay? You got a mother. Yeah, you got a physical mother. You got a mother of the earth. You got a womb man. So you got a mother. You got an earth. You get it. So when you get in, when you pulling up out the ground and be industrious, and you making toiling and making things happen, then you're supposed to extend that care to your brothers and sisters. You know, that's what the handshake is for, the hand claps. You're supposed to extend that out, civilizing, humanitarian. It's just the way it is now. It's just it's this era, the way they just got it all bottled up. Look at it all preserved, and even the open market food and stuff no more. Everything is, we live in tough times, y'all. Sprayed and, yeah, we got to get back to having our own stuff, our own farms and stuff, man. It's just, there's a lot got to go on for the changes that really need to happen, and that's just real. And that's more deeper said than you can even reflect it with your ears, most people. Yes, a lot has to go on. The cleansing has to go on. The earth has to be cleansed. The earth has to cleanse herself, and she will. She always cleanses herself. You know, she's like a woman cleanses herself, have a menstruation. Hey, the earth cleanses that in some type of form, whether it's water, fire, you know, there's different ways, but the earth has to be cleansed, and that's what time it is. So, okay, also, because I'm in the Moorish Quran, I got to go in and give you some Yahushua. You know, this is you dealing with Yahushua. As y'all, is misnomer Jesus in the West. So I'm going to give you some of him. Give you some of him while he was in the chambers. I'm going to go to the Red Book. Because yesterday we was reading about when he was at Joseph's home at the age of 7 years, and we was reflecting and talking about how we hold our children back. We hold our children back, and we got boo playing these old games with them, and they're holding them back to their 18 before you let them off this little leash you've been holding them on in this jack-in-the-box that you didn't kept them in. Now you want to, now they popping out. Now you want to let them pop out and look like a clown to the world. They face painted, looking silly, pants down, looking silly. Yeah, not on nothing. Dancing and singing and walking. Yeah, it's just crazy. So now we're going to go. You could teach your children and have them so tight. Listen, Yahushua over teaching the seven. Yeah, and when you read in your Bible, what was he doing? He was in the temple, what? Disputing with the doctors of law at 12 when they seen him, wasn't he? Oh, okay, then. But we all want your children to sit down and shut up and be quiet because you want foolishness and don't know nothing to teach them. You're not putting the right thing in them. You're putting them in front of the TV because you got all your stuff going on and worries with life. You're putting them in front of the TV, letting the YouTubes and all that stuff grow them up. And then you wonder why you can't control them. Hell, you ain't spend no time with them. You don't even know them. You ain't put nothing in them. You ain't gave them what's inside of you. So how can they even be anything? You in them. So they don't know that. But you know stuff about them that they don't even know. Your children, so you're supposed to put them down and let them know. Sit them down and let them know. Lace them up. Man, I know you better than you know yourself. I created you. You feel me? You got spent the weakness in you that you don't even know. You feel me? So I'm here to educate you on those. You feel me? And when I see them coming out, I'm here to put you in check and not let them manifest and grow. Yeah. Beat them out you. And I ain't talking about a physical beat out you. I'm talking about using them tools in the workshop of the mind. You feel me? Different ways to exercise that demon out of you. Yeah. So anyway, chapter 3, the life and works of Yahushua at the age of 10 years. Let me give me a little water. Because I'm cottonmouth right now. I ain't going to lie. My oranges, too. That's good. Thank a lot. Oranges. Chapter 3. Y'all all right out there? Y'all on the morning? Good for Suleiman Bay, man. We just rolled into the morning. As I do, getting into these studies and just trying to deal with why we self-hate and trying to get out of that. That's what's holding us down. You know, we the biggest spenders, but what if we didn't, who we spending with? We spending with everybody else. What if we build this thing up and spend with ourselves? What if we create for ourselves? So each family, start putting your money together and create and have industries and start networking and network with other industry people that's of your persuasion. Yeah. And start networking and build a network up. Your families and friends and stuff. Build a network up with your network. Report each other to Dun's and Bradstreet and stuff like that. Build your business credit up with each other. Put each other on as authorized user on your family's accounts and stuff like that. Yeah. Just start understanding different stuff. Understand the ways to work together until you really get to understanding who you are. It's just a way that you know you can beat what's in front of you. It's together. Do you think the cows would stay behind the fence? All it takes is one of them. All it takes is a couple of them to just go break a little barbed wire down. Yeah, they can go get cut up. Some of them gonna die. But the rest of them are going to be free. Yeah, the rest of them are going to be free. And I could use that analogy all around, you know. I could go back to what Colin Powell said many years ago about when he takes the prisoners to go fight a war. He's like, man, he need real soldiers. Like, man, them people sit up in there. You got 1,500 people and then one guard per. Yeah, that man got 10 guards in the place. Shit, he oh, he wants something that's, you know, something that's many. He needs some warriors. So, yeah, it's that analogy, man. It could break down the fence. The elephant on the little chain, one little chain on his foot. Man, he ain't gonna pull that up. Then you know that. Yeah, but you've been domesticated. You know, when you've been domesticated, you've been trained. You know, that's what happens. So, when you be other than yourself. But chapter 3, the life and works of Yahushua at the age of 10 years. The great feast of Jews was on, and Joseph, Mary, and their son, and many of their kin went to Jerusalem. The child was 10 years old. And Yahushua watched the butchers kill the lambs and birds and burn them on the altar in the name of Allah. His tender heart was shocked at this display of cruelty. He asked the servant priest, "What is the purpose of this slaughter of the beasts and birds? Why do you burn their flesh before Allah?" The priest replied, "This is our sacrifice for sin. Allah has commanded us to do these things and said that in sacrifices, all our sins are blotted out." And Yahushua said, "Will you be kind enough to tell when Allah proclaimed that sins are blotted out by sacrifice of any kind? Did not David say that Allah requires not a sacrifice for sin? That it is sin itself to bring before his face burnt offerings for sin? Did not Isaiah say the same?" The priest replied, "My child, you are beside yourself. Huh? Do you know more about the law of Allah than all of Israel? Try to brand them. This is no place for boys to show their wit." But Yahushua heeded not his taunts. He went at once to Hillel and said, Hillel said to him, "Rabbani, I would like to talk with you. I am disturbed about this service. I thought the temple was the house of Allah, where love and kindness dwell. Did you not hear the bleating of those lambs, the pleading of those doves, are killing over there? Do you not smell the awful stench of burning flesh? Can you be kind and just and still be filled with cruelty? And Allah that takes delight in burning flesh and blood is not Allah of love. He is not my father. I want to find the Allah of love. And you, my master, you are wise. And surely you can tell me where to find the Allah of love. And Hillel could not give an answer to the child. His heart was stirred with sympathy. He called the child to him. He laid his hand upon his head and wept. He said, there is an Allah of love, and you shall come with me. And hand in hand, we will go forth and find Allah of love. And Yahushua said, why need we go? I thought Allah was everywhere. Can we not purify our hearts and drive out cruelty and every wicked thought and make within a temple where Allah of love can dwell? The master of the great courts felt as though he was himself a child, and that before him stood the master of all the laws. He said within himself, this child is surely a prophet sent of Allah. Then Hillel stopped the parents of the child and asked that Yahushua might abide with him and learn the precepts of the law and all the lessons of the temple. His parents gave consent, and Yahushua did abide in the temple every day. And every day the master learned from Yahushua many lessons of higher life. And the child remained in the temple of Hillel for a year and then returned to his home in Nazareth. And there he wrought with Joseph as a carpenter. Alhamdulillah. At 10, he went to William for a year in the temple and went in there and blessed them with the teaching, but he learning too. See, he was going through things there. See, you're not going to get these teachings. You're not going to get these teachings from your Bible. You just not, and that's not Bible bashing. That's not Bible bashing. That's just that he's missing. Those 18 years are missing. That's what the prophet brought to you. That's why Yahushua had to come again, so you can know him and you can know his life. That's why Yahushua came again in the form of Prophet Noble Drew Ali. Yeah. Elhad Sharif Abdul Ali. Yes. To those that know that name. Yeah. From Noble Drew Ali. You know, a show won't be a show on the Suleiman Bay on the morning drip with Suleiman Bay without the prophet. That's first and foremost on this show, on this mission that I'm on, you feel me? And that's how I move and groove, you know, according to the prophet. And brothers and sisters, you know, I know y'all listen, you got your family listening on the prison stuff. We go resubmit all our little papers and stuff, man. Not little, but you know what I'm saying, we go resubmit. I'm already in motion. Got a lot of stuff already in motion coming to y'all. So we just redo it again. I checked everything, and the money orders and nothing was never even cashed or anything. So that's how you know, man. You never know what's going on, man, when you're dealing with it's a lot of wickedness in high places, man. Sometimes you don't know. Like I said, I know how the system works. The system works when I send them to where I send them through, that you're going to get a notification that they have their possession. They're going to send you an email notification. I never got that. And I send multiple ones, and I never got that. And like I said, that was months back, y'all. So I told you, don't worry. Just have patience, man. We in good hands, man. I'm on here in the world. Mine took time. Mine took time. But we in good hands in the source we go through. The source we go through and send them to, we in good hands. So I know y'all was worried and y'all been impatient and you in there, but you got to have patience. You got to understand. You got to have patience. First, you got to know. And you got to know that you know. And you got to be able to apply it. Because, for one, if you knew and you knew how to apply it, then you wouldn't need nobody outside of yourself. You wouldn't be worried about nobody out here, there, or nowhere. You would know how to demonstrate. So because you lack that demonstration, it's about study, study, study. It'll all come to you. I had to go through the same thing on a 14-piece. I had to go through the same thing. I had to wait. And I still didn't know. I thought I knew, but I didn't know. And the more that you know, then you thought you knew, then you know that you don't. So that's how life is. You just got to keep study, and then being able to demonstrate. And we're going to get there, and you're going to get here. That's the thing about it. So we're just trying to lay a foundation, starting with our homes first, to pool our resources. That's what we want to do. Like I said, I stress this a lot. We want to start with the head of household in the family. Like, build up you guys' credit. Put your family members on your credit. Man, you got good credit scores. You see your family members out there who trying to do right, and, you know, they might be going to work, struggling, but they ain't on no bull. Then put them on your authorized users, y'all, the older people. Put them on there. What can they do? They can't hurt you. Get paid for that. You can get paid. You can sit back. You ain't even got to work. If you got a good enough credit card with unlimited, you can put unlimited authorized users on there. Got your Amex or a good Chase card or something. You can put 100 or 50. Or, man, that's a lot of bankroll you can make for the year. Yeah, why go to work? Yeah, you got multiple cards. My father told me all the cards he turned around. They used to see me cards all the time. Yeah, you just kept one. You just kept one, not understanding credit. You just kept one. Now, that you just spent so much on that, you just paying on, you can't even utilize it like you want to, instead of having three or four or five of them like you should have had. You should have had you more than that. You had a bunch of them. Yeah, and they ran it up and have them and don't use them until you need. It's just a medicine. Use a little bit of it and bam, keep them, you know, build it up. But you put your people on there. You put your people on there. Listen, why would you want to be the only one up? Then everybody going to have a handout. That's obvious. So if you own, then you put other people on your family. And then the more of y'all is on, if everybody is on, then nobody's handout. Everybody just sharing. Sharing is caring. Yeah, let me hold Ben. Let me hold 500 real quick. You just drive. You know he own or she own. You just give it to him. You know, hey, I want my money back. You ain't tripping, ain't no interest. Oh, none of that. And yeah. Hey, you know they gonna go to the house, wire it to you, or give it to you nowadays. Just boop, 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 whatever. They gonna get it to you. Yeah, you don't want people around begging and all that. No, you want to see everybody using their gifts and talents. So we gotta help the cause. You know, what are we leaving? What are we doing? You know, my family, I just sit back and see them all the time. Nobody's trying to contribute and do nothing. Everybody's just listening. Everybody's just waiting for you to do something. See, but man need an example. The prophet taught us that, you know. Man need an example. They don't like to lead. Man likes to follow. But they need an example. You feel me? Need to hurt you. You know, somebody want to wait for you to get it on, then to come, oh, okay, now I want to come on. You like, hey, man, but you can't be like that. You still have to bring people along. But you just got to teach through your example. You got to keep teaching. Hey, but it hurts the whole family economically because I don't get you on board. It hurts me. Yeah, it hurts me because if you're the business owner and you can't get your people to come spend with you, no matter what you're teaching, no matter what you're selling, it ain't no good. It ain't helping them because they won't come to the table. So you got to be at the table. So Donald Trump said, and I quote, he said, it's safe to assume that if you ain't at the table, you're on the menu. That's how life is, man. So we got to create our own circumstances for each other. And you got to think about it. You know, you play a Monopoly. Do you understand Monopoly? And y'all are playing. You know, you're just rolling the dice around in case people go take sides. And it's going to get to where people go, oh, man, look, hook up. You got to look. You got to have a network. What I'm saying is you got to get in with somebody. You do. You play in. You get you some pieces on some color spots on the board. Other people got color spots. You're going to have to deal with people. You're going to have to negotiate with people. You got to come up with a contract, something that works agreeable for both of y'all. You know, that's what it is, agreement. It's going to be mutual. Not you harming me. Are you getting more for less? Or no, we're going to have a good agreement. And that's the only way that you're going to win and survive in that game. And, yeah, it's the only way you're going to win and survive. You're going to have to know how to get you to strategic places and have you something. If you don't have you nothing, everywhere that you go, somebody, you danger paying somebody. If you don't have an agreement in place, if you haven't networked with these people, you're going through their territory, if you haven't networked, put some type of agreement down, got you a stake or a claim, somewhere, you in trouble. Everybody else, every time you pass through there, oh, no, I'm good. Shoot, when you came back around, man, I remember when this was just land. Now I got buildings up. You keep on going. Do the same thing. Step on something else. It's green and fresh. It could be yours. You keep on going. Come back around. Somebody got a hotel on there. You just paying money. And the little money that you got from the beginning, you paying that in taxes going around. You hoping you hit the little free parking and all that. So that's how the game of life. You got to get you something. I don't care if it's Baltic Place and Mediterranean, the little first two. Get something. Put you some hotel on. Get you some income coming in, some money. And that's how that goes. So we got to work together, and that's what it's about. I wanted to get a definition, a reading today from the law books on the word state. Now, a lot of us hear about states all the time because we're in the quote, unquote, United States. But what is a state? And what is state synonymous with? Okay? So that's what we're going to break on down right here. We're going to see what these law books say about states. State and stateless, okay? Now, state, according to Black's Law Dictionary, this is the 7th edition, it says, the political system of a body of people who are politically organized. The system of rules by which jurisdiction and authority are exercised over such a body of people. Again, state, the political system of a body of people who are politically organized. Is that you and I as Black people? Definitely not. No. The system of rules by which jurisdiction and authority are exercised over such a body of people. So it's dealing with jurisdiction, right? Okay, and authority. And state. All right. Now, a stateless person in international law is a natural person who is not considered a national by any country. Are you considered a national? Huh. Is Black considered a national? Excuse me, I was drinking some oranges. As a matter of fact, over here, they make you shun anything that says national. Well, why would you shun anything that says have nation in it? This is dealing with the word nativity from native. Nativity. Why would you want to hate something like that? So it says, anyway, stateless person, international law, a natural person who is not considered a national by any country. The Stateless Persons Convention, 1954, provides these people with certain protections, as well as obliging them to abide by the laws of the country where they reside. Yeah, you give them certain protections. You give them certain protections. Okay, that's from Blacks. Now, let me go into John Bouvier. Let me go into Bouvier. Okay, state. Let's get into state. Let's see what they're talking about in here. Okay, some other thing will pick it up, so we got to give it to you. Got to lead by example. Got to give it to you. Give it to you. Free game. State. Okay, in government, it means this word is used in various senses. In its most enlarged sense, it signifies a self-sufficient body of persons united together in one community for the defense of their rights and to do right and justice to foreigners. In this sense, the state means the whole people united into one body politic, and the state and the people of the state are equivalent expressions. Again, that's not you and I. State also means the section of territory occupied by a state, as the state of Pennsylvania. So hold on, y'all. Hold on again. State also means the section of territory, listen, occupied by a state, as the state of Pennsylvania or the state of Oklahoma, or the state of New Mexico, or the state of Arizona, or the state of New York, or the state of Connecticut, whatever the state is, it's a section of territory. So the question has, it says, state also means the section of territory occupied by a state, as the state of Pennsylvania. So the state of Pennsylvania is occupying territory. Yeah, they're occupying. We just said that. State also means a section of territory occupied by a state, as the state of Pennsylvania. So whose territory is it? See, that's the question you want to be asking. Who's the territory? See, they don't talk about territories in the United States. because the territories will always belong to somebody. See, and the states are doing business in the territory, and the states pay tribute to the territory. Are you a party to the territory? Who are you? See, that's a question in the back. Quit calling yourself Negroes, Blacks, and Coloreds, and get a piece of this land that's yours that's been left for you, this land of milk and honey. The prophet didn't guide us back. What else you want us to do? He said, what you want me to do, kill you? Man, he gave you everything to save yourself for your vast estate. Vast estate. Study the words. Vast and estate. Okay, moving along. State and status. It's the status, condition of man. Is that quality which belongs to man in society and which secures to him different rights in consequence of the difference of that quality. Slaves, aliens, and citizens exercise rights of a different nature because they do not enjoy the same state. Again, let me read that back. State, status, condition of man, is that quality which belongs to man in society and which secures to him different rights in consequence of the difference of that quality. Slaves, aliens, and citizens exercise rights of different nature because they do not enjoy the same state. State is natural or civil. Natural when it arises in nature, which marks the differences of sex, age, strength, etc. It derives its powers from the civil or municipal law when it distinguishes men into citizens, aliens, and slaves. So that's what you understand what you're dealing with. You're dealing with municipal law. And municipal law don't have force over natural persons. But it has force over artificial persons because that's what it was set up for. Okay, but that's just something that you have to understand. Now, that was from Bob Bouvier. State. Stateless person. The condition of man. His status. Slaves. None of that. Stateless person. Stateless person doesn't have nowhere for redress. Yeah, you don't even have a seat at the table being stateless. Well, let's see what Random House said. Stateless puts you under that statutory. Stateless. Stateless in Random House says lacking nationality. State plus less. Okay? That's what it says. And it says state. The condition of a person or thing is with respect to circumstances or attributes. A state of health. Two, condition with respect to structure, form, constitution, phase, or the like. Three, a mode or condition of existence. Some bachelors enjoy this, the single state. Four, or position in life, station. He dresses in a manner befitting his state. Ain't that something? He dresses in a manner befitting his state. And that, yeah, you can see. And by the way, if you addressing you the parent and you buying the clothes at the house and you lying with your child to wear nothing but garbage, and I'm going to call it what it is, if you wearing the stuff that they go point at him and think that he, a gangster or some gangbanger or a hood, then you out of pocket. You wrong for putting that on. And I don't mean he can't have something that's in, you know, but we talking about wearing this, how he wear it, when they wear it. No. This is crazy. It's crazy. You be out somewhere and somebody mistake you for something that you're not. Look at this little hoodlum, little thug. And you might not even be one. But you might be dressed the wrong way. You might have your pants hanging down. You know, I see it all the time. You might be out mannish for the boys. The little girl might be out. Maybe having with stuff on that they shouldn't be having on. They have dancing and shaking and doing all that little stuff out in public. Y'all got to do better. But if you knew better, you would do better. So obviously, when we see that type of stuff, that means that's when the village got to take over and come in and aid and assist. That's when the Holy Covenant kicks in. You got to aid and assist. Sometimes you might have to take on a responsibility. You think it's not yours, but it is. It's your responsibility of living for humanity. You might have to take on a responsibility the part of it might play, you might have to take on children. You feel me? The mom and daddy might be dummies. You might have to come and intervene and be the big brother, big sister, and come and take them and teach them and clean them up and teach them things so the youth can be civilized. Save the young. Save the young. We ain't got time for the dumb. Well, if they ain't got time, we can be an example to the young. You know, the young, the upcoming generation. That's the prophet said this for. So get them going. Get them on the right way and teach them something different. Because all they know is what they see. But if you come and show them something different, then they don't got to believe what they see. They'll know. They'll be like, oh, well, I know. I'm seeing this, but, you know, bro, my sister over there is showing me that. You feel me? So, you know, and they could be able to add it up inside of themselves. They could do the science, the math. Feel me? So that's what this is about. So this is about that. Pulling our resources. And really getting, being constitutional, y'all. Listen, the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Let me get the book back. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land, y'all. And until you understand that, they never taught you that in school. That's why you like, it doesn't matter what this nigga will talk about. Who cares? What that got to do with anything? It got to do with everything. Everything. They was founded. Everything was founded off of that. The Constitution is the founder. It protects the alien citizens, foreigners. Yeah, it even got the slave clauses in here. For people who want to be slaves, for persons who want to be slaves, it got slave clauses in here. It even give them some protections and liberties and rights. Yeah, certain ones that they create for us, even slaves. So it supports all classes. But Article 6 says, this Constitution and the laws of the United States, I didn't read all the way from the beginning. I'm just giving the part where I'm referencing what I'm talking about. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, this is the second paragraph of Article 6 of the United States Constitution. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all the treaties made, or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. So ain't nothing easy. Anything else to the contrary of this is bogus. They just told you that. This Constitution, treaties made, and it's a lot of, like I said, it's a lot of papers that go into the founding of this corporation, of this United States. There's a lot of paper went into this state, and it's all public records. So you could just go find out how this state was created and where it was created at. And if you do the definitions and define and do the study, then you would start smoothing out your life. Then just come to understand who you are. Understand that Yahushua came again. Yahushua came again in the form of Noble Drew Ali, Prophet Noble Drew Ali. Listen, Yahushua told him, if you see somebody casting out demons in my name, then he got to be, he can't be against us. A person got to be with him. His disciples came and told him that somebody was down there casting out, and they wanted to go get on his helmet. They wanted to go get on the dude's head, on his noggin. You feel me? They like, and y'all was sure like, nah. And if he casting out, if he with us, he can't be against us. Basically, he told him, if he casting out my name, and I, you feel me, then, man, how can I be against that? You feel me? He wasn't using his name. He was using the what I brought. So, I mean, what kind of back can you? So, anyway, you know, when you study, it's not to you. If you don't study the prophet, then you will never know. If you don't know his life, his journey, then you will never know. Because once you study the prophet, then you're going to know. That's all I can say to you. Then you're going to know. It's gonna be clear as day for those that have eyes that can see and ears that can hear. And you're going to bear witness to it. But I bear witness to the truth. So that's what it is, and that's what's going on. Don't forget to Google, y'all, the state records of South Carolina from 1789. They called it the Sundry Free Moors Act. Google that, the Sundry Free Moors Act. See what they was on and why they petitioning the rivers of the house like that, man. Yeah, and they just say, man, listen here, we're trying to protect ourselves. Y'all got some shady laws going on over here called these Negro Acts.
for these people y'all calling Negroes, y'all, everywhere I see, they getting arrested, hit upside the head, beat, spit on, kick, go around the corner. And they like, man, they don't understand this civilization, basically what they tell them. So read that. That's one. And don't forget to get to Google the Christian Black Code. You didn't got to put Christian on there. Just to Google Black Codes of 1724. It's going to pop up. You go see them. You go see. You go see with the old papacy, your good old church, the good old Rome, put together a nice package, and they're still in effect today. That's why the policy enforcers are in every corner. Yeah, they're on every corner. That's what they do. They're on every corner, and they're trying to pull you over, extort you out of time, take you to jail, keep your black ass in place. And I'm going to just say it like it is. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to keep you in place, because when you go up on the other side of the tracks, the train tracks, and you don't see them around as much. You barely see them. Yeah, you don't see them around. So that's what we're up against. So, look, it's been beautiful with y'all today. We rolled out. See, we on the website is legalempowermentgroup101.com, alamoreconsultationllc.com, and that's Almore, A-L-M-O-O-R, consultation. Let's see what else we got. And then we got the nonprofit too, Helping Earth Acquire Life Through Humanity Health. And, got a general, got a donation site. I'll be giving that up. Donation link. I'm going to be putting that up soon on some areas. But yeah, I just enjoyed y'all, man. We just rolled out today, you know, just decimating this information. We got to do better. We got to come together with ourselves. Let's build our family up within. Build your family up. Find out who you are. People always say we got Indian in us. This ain't India. So whatever Indian they talking about is from somewhere else. So you the creator. You the original man. We the oldest people here. We the oldest people on the planet. Check your DNA. You know, and equate yourself. You got a piece of this earth. These territories around here. You one of the five civilized tribes. It's in your blood. Yeah, you're someone you could type tribe, tap back to any one of these reservations or something that your people would so-called on, your blood lineage. Yeah, get you a piece of this earth that's your own, you know? But it's time for us to love and stop hating, pick each other up. We're picking everybody else up. You know, we're treating everybody else kind except ourselves. We got to do better, y'all. You in the morning, drip a Scooty Mambe. I thank y'all. Thank y'all for coming through. Provide with me, for listening to me. My numbers ain't big, but they been getting up. I'm glad y'all come, man. If you get one, man, it's a domino effect. Man, if one could get it, if one could do better, then one could teach somebody else to do better. Each one teach one, then you become one. You feel me? That's what we own. So, yeah, once again, legalempowermentgroup101.com, one of the websites. We'll leave your name, your email, leave a comment. We'll get back at you. Some of you go listen to an archive of the shows, and you want some demonstration or some information on, hit us up there. Also, AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. That's Almore, A-L-M-O-O-R, ConsultationLLC.com. I want to thank y'all for joining me on the show, the morning drip of Suleiman Bay. Y'all just make sure y'all come back. See y'all again mañana, if it's the Lord's will. Inshallah. Yes. Racial Integrity Act of 1924. Google that. Pull it up. How they were sterilizing people in these states and in institutions. Probably still going on today. Hitting you with that needle every year. They hit you with that needle every year behind the wall. What are they hitting you with? What are they putting inside of your people? Better understand what's going on, y'all. We're being occupied. Better understand what's going on. Time to unite and be as one. Feed the world again. Yeah, it's been a blessing to be able to serve y'all. Your humble servant, Suleiman Bey. Make sure y'all check back in again, mañana, tomorrow. You know, Prophet said, learn Spanish as a second language. That's where a lot of our history at, man. I bear witness to that. Peace and love. Come back again. Oh,